Deductive Logic by St. George William Joseph Stock, M.A., Part 3 of Inferences, Chapter 21 of the Reduction of the Partly Conjunctive Syllogism. 744. Such syllogisms as those just treated of, if syllogisms they are to be called, have a major and a middle term visible to the eye, but appear to be destitute of a minor. The missing minor term is, however, supposed to be latent in the transition from the conjunctive to the simple form of proposition. When we say A is B, we are taken to mean, as a matter of fact, A is B, or the actual state of the case is that A is B. The insertion, therefore, of some such expression as the case in hand, or this case, is on this view all that is wanted to complete the form of the syllogism. When reduced in this manner to the simple type of argument, it will be found that the constructive conjunctive conforms to the first figure, and the destructive conjunctive to the second. Constructive mood. If A is B, C is D, A is B, therefore C is D, is equal to all cases of A being B are cases of C being D. This is a case of A being B, this is a case of C being D, therefore. In the destructive mood, if A is B, C is D, C is not D, therefore A is not B. And commestrous, that is equivalent to all cases of A being B are cases of C being D. This is not a case of C being D, therefore this is not a case of A being B. 745. It is apparent from the position of the middle term that the constructive conjunctive must fall into the first figure and the destructive conjunctive into the second. There is no reason, however, why they should be confined to the two moods, Barbara and Cornestris. If the inference is universal, whether as general or singular, the mood is Barbara or Cornestris. If it is particular, the mood is Darier or Barocco. If A is B, C is always D. A is always B, therefore C is always D. If A is B, C is always D. A is in this case B, therefore C is in this case D. Under Comestris, if A is B, C is always D. C is never D, therefore A is never B. If A is B, C is always D. C is not in this case D, therefore A is not in this case B. Under Darier, if A is B, C is always D. A is sometimes B, therefore C is sometimes D. Under Barocco, if A is B, C is never D. C is sometimes not D, therefore A is sometimes not B. 746. The remaining moods of the first and second figure are obtained by taking a negative proposition as the consequent in the major premise. Under Celerant, if A is B, C is never D. A is always B, therefore C is never D. Under Ferriot, if A is B, C is never D. A is sometimes B, therefore C is sometimes not D. Cesare, if A is B, C is never D. C is always D, therefore A is never B. Under Festino, if A is B, C is never D. C is sometimes D, therefore A is sometimes not B. 747. As the partly conjunctive syllogism is thus reducible to the simple form, it follows that violations of its laws must correspond with violations of the laws of simple syllogism. By our throwing the illicit moods into the simple form, it will become apparent what fallacies are involved in them. Denial of antecedent. If A is B, C is D. A is not B, therefore C is not D, is the equivalent of all cases of A being B are cases of C being D. This is not a case of A being B, therefore this is not a case of C being D. Here we see that the denial of the antecedent amounts to illicit process of the major term. 7481. Affirmation of consequent. If A is B, C is D, C is D. Is equal to all cases of A being B are cases of C being D. This is a case of C being D. Here we see that the affirmation of the consequent amounts to undistributed middle. 749. If we confine ourselves to the special rules of the four figures, we see that denial of the antecedent involves a negative minor in the first figure, an affirmation of the consequent two affirmative premises in the second. Or, if the consequent in the major premise were itself negative, the affirmation of it would amount to the fallacy of two negative premises. Thus, if A is B, C is not D. C is not D is the equivalent of no cases of A being B are cases of C being D. This is not a case of C being D. 750. The positive side of the canon of the conjunctive syllogism, to affirm the antecedent is to affirm the consequent, corresponds with the dictum de omni. For whereas something, namely C being D, is affirmed in the major of all conceivable cases of A being B, the same is affirmed in the conclusion of something which is included therein, namely this case, or some cases, or even all actual cases. 751. The negative side, to deny the consequent is to deny the antecedent, corresponds with the dictum de divers, C 643. For whereas, in the major, all conceivable cases of A being B are included in C being D, in the minor, this case, or some cases, or even all actual cases of C being D, are excluded from the same notion. 752. The special characteristic of the partly conjunctive syllogism lies in the transition from hypothesis to fact. We might lay down as the appropriate axiom of this form of argument that what is true in the abstract is true in the concrete, or what is true in theory is also true in fact, a proposition which is apt to be neglected or denied. But this does not vitally distinguish it from the ordinary syllogism, for though in the latter we think rather of the transition from a general truth to a particular application of it, yet at bottom a general truth is nothing but a hypothesis resting upon a slender basis of observed fact. The proposition A is B may be expressed in the form, if A is, B is. To say that all men are mortal may be interpreted to mean that, if we find in any subject the attributes of humanity, the attributes of mortality are sure to accompany them. The end of the chapter. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.